Gospel in the summer of that year. The role is John, a young Scottish ornithologist in the 1930s from a background of privilege. Sam opens the script at the page I suggest and speaks the lines. He gets it right first time. He doesn't try too hard, the classic rookie error. Instead, he marks all of John's qualities: shy, tentative, easy-natured, loyal, right-minded, a gentleman, a gentle man. To me, Sam is John, and that's it. I don't think I've ever told him this, but we never auditioned anyone else for the part. You never told me? When he leaves the room, I do a private little punch in the air. Not only have we got our John, but this guy doesn't seem to have any idea how good he is. You're very generous, Philip, thank you. I think it's fair to say that Outlying Islands was a success. It won awards, transferred to London, and toured internationally. You can imagine how much hilarity ensued when it featured in the Daily Telegraph's top five theatrical sex scenes of all time. Thank you, Daily Telegraph. But equally, it might have proved a disorientating and unrealistic beginning to any young actor's career. Waypoints outlines, fascinatingly but often in painfully explicit detail, the snakes and ladders of an actor's working life. I've always flattered myself that I've kept in touch with what Sam has been up to over the years, but now I realize I hadn't known the half of it.